Mic check, 1 2 1 2. So, if you made it here, you've made it past the introduction, or you just skipped the introduction. I don't know, but we're here. So, the topic for this episode is growth, and it's very vague as far as a topic goes. But I wanted to talk about what growth has looked like for me in the past few years of my life, with being an adult and going through some hard things and maturing. So one of the things that I noticed about myself is that in every season of my life, I always felt like I was the most mature and evolved version of myself. So when I was in high school, I felt like I'm so mature. I'm like, I'm a mature high school girl. Like, if you're trying to find what a mature 17-year-old looks like, it's me. And as a young adult, being 21, 22, whatever, was like, do you want to see the mature, do you want to see the face of a mature 21-year-old? It's me, you know. But I think with true evolution, with true growth, with true understanding, one of the things that I've learned is that the more you learn and the more knowledge that you gain, the more perspective that you gain, the more insight that you gain, is the more you realize that you don't know anything. And it could sound like a complete contradiction, but the reality is, it's like when you feel like you know everything, you have arrived at you know nothing. As I've grown, I've learned that, man, like, you never arrive at fully knowing something. When you feel like you have something figured out, boom, then comes life. For example, I felt like I had God figured out. I'm a PK. My parents, both pastors, they did ministry my entire life. Like, my entire life. They had a nonprofit organization by the name of Street Beat Incorporated, where they taught children in the inner city to not be in the streets, but to pour their creative energy and put their attention on something productive like the arts, music, dance, theater, percussion, life skills, literal art. So that was their form of ministry before they actually became pastors. And then they established their own church. And so I grew up in that. I sang for the praise team. I danced for the dance team. And then I was so saved. Let me tell y'all how saved I was. I was so saved that when I went to college, you know, the time when you're supposed to wild out, live, get your life experiences, just be on, do, just do whatever you want to do, right? Because you're not with your parents no more, whatever. What did I do? I decided to be a part of campus ministry. Wow. Be an evangelist on an HBCU campus. They playing, girl, you look good with your baby. And I'm two-stepping like, oh, Heavenly Father, they know not what they do. My, my, my. The heathens are out here gyrating and they need to be in the church, surrendering to Jesus. So I remember at that time, right, I had this perception of God and this knowing, this confidence of who God was, who God is. And I would debate you down. Like, a lot of people know at this point that I'm an opinionated person, right? Like, people know If you want to have a conversation with me about something that I'm passionate about, I'm gonna go toe to toe with you. Like, if I'm speaking of something with confidence, understand that I'm convicted and I'm convinced and I'm persuaded. And I will go back and forth with you. And at the time, I felt a need to defend God, defend the kingdom of God, as if the most all-powerful, omnipotent being in all of creation needed me to defend them, right? So I remember having conversations with people who lived a quote-unquote lifestyle that was not quote-unquote according to being aligned with God. And at the time, my perspective was, I'm just trying to save your soul. And I don't want to dig too deep into this because this is not my theology episode. This is just my growth episode. But much of my growth came from separation from structured religion. And I look at, I think everybody, I'm just assuming that everybody who listens to this podcast has had Facebook. And one thing about Facebook is Facebook memories will humble you. Whether it's because of the language that you used, whether it was what you were talking about, whether it was the way that you were talking about something, baby. I go back and I look at things that I said, things that I posted, being so confident in my religion. And I look back at myself and I don't judge myself. There was a time where I did judge myself, like, who did you think you were? Like, what you thought you were doing? But I look at myself with so much grace and compassion now because I was using my tools. I was doing the best with what I had. And I felt like the mature thing, like the wise thing, like even the loving thing to do was persuade people or convince people to be Christian and to give their lives to Christ. And I think back specifically with how much religion impacted me in my experience. And I thank God all the time. And I thank the universe all the time for my sanity. Because a lot of times when we are in situations, when we're in different seasons, we feel like it's the end all be all of who we are, and we've arrived at who we are and who we will be, you know, forever. And it wasn't until my mother passed away that I realized I was so out of touch with who God was. It took me losing something that was so major, someone that was so major. And I say something because my mom's energy, even when I speak on my mom, even when I speak about my mom, a lot of times people are like, the way that you speak about her, I could just imagine her energy. I could just envision XYZ. And so she was this powerful being, this spiritual being that was majestic, that was angelic, that was just impactful. And when I lost my mother in this realm, when she transitioned out of the carnal, it was like growth was forced on me because I was no longer in a place where I could rely on all I ever knew, because everything that I ever knew, all that I had known my entire life changed in a moment, in an instant. Nothing was the same anymore. And so a lot of times, growth happens when we're forced into it. A lot of times, growth takes place and growth feels like it's punishment. A lot of times when we experience growth, it feels like it's uncomfortable and it feels like never ending. Because in a way, growth requires a sacrifice. Whether that sacrifice is your old way of being, whether the sacrifice is no longer being comfortable, growth comes with a price. And I think about even something just as practical as when a child loses a tooth, right? We all were children at some point. And we had that loose tooth that was painful. And we had to pull it out. And we experienced that temporary pain. We got rid of those little baby teeth. I hope y'all got rid of y'all baby teeth. Let me just say that. I hope y'all got rid of your baby teeth. But we got rid of our baby teeth. And then you have adult teeth. You got your grown teeth. You got your teeth that you're going to grow old with. Just some of you. Okay, let me not joke. But then you have these teeth that grow in, and even the growing, it's uncomfortable to lose the teeth, but it's even more uncomfortable when your teeth are growing in. You see a baby teeth, and it's like they're miserable. But it's for the greater good. And sometimes that's how life is for us. And I would just encourage you and challenge you to look at your life and to pause and make note of those moments in your life where you were uncomfortable. And take note of when you were extended the invitation of growth. And think about what it came with. It could have been one of those things where it came with losing people in your life. And not just by way of death. Like, of course, when I brought up my situation, that's me, but I've experienced growth from losing people that were alive, ending relationships, romantic, platonic, walking away from a job, just trusting myself and making decisions that felt like, am I doing the right thing? But you know that your spirit is saying, do this, it's for the greater good. But have grace for yourself in the journey. We're all in a journey. Some of us are in the phase of arriving somewhere. Some of us are in the phase of loot of loss, where we've lost everything. Some of us are in the in-between. You never know what somebody is going through. So have grace for yourself, understanding that the growth may be uncomfortable, but it's for you're good. Everything serves a purpose. You're here. You're alive. You're able-bodied. There's always something to be grateful for. So I would like to challenge you to give yourself credit for two things. We'll start with two things. Two things that you can identify in your life that you've grown from. And tell yourself that I'm proud of you. I love you. You did your big one. And just love yourself. Okay? Growth. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night. Whatever time of day that you're listening to this, enjoy. Have grace for yourself. Have love for yourself. Have kindness towards yourself. Be patient with yourself. And I'll see you on the next episode.